So now we come to a very good point in our course, because you have enough intervals now to make up major and minor chords. So we're going to learn them now. Now you have a tremendous advantage over a lot of musicians who know the sound of a major and minor chord already. Perhaps you already know it yourself, because you know the spellings of the intervals, and this is going to help you way down the road when we make more complex sounds using major and minor chords and using other intervals as well. When you know the spellings, you can hear more intelligently, you can talk about music more intelligently, you can understand music more intelligently. So all this work which you have done on spellings is going to pay off now, as you will see. Now I want to teach you about major and minor chords. We're going to learn the sound of the major and minor chords, and the spellings you already know. Let's take a C major chord. It would simply be C, E, G. Now this is the way you can tell if something is major or minor. Every chord, whether it's major or minor, has the first degree, which is the C, and it has the fifth degree, which is the G. You already know your perfect fifths. So just make a perfect fifth, and then add a third. If the third is major, it is a major chord. If the third is minor, it's a minor chord. Listen to the difference. You've listened to it many times, I'm sure, as you're playing your own instrument. But listen again. Here's a major chord, a minor chord. Here's a major chord, minor chord. The only difference between the two is the third, whether it's a major third or a minor third. Now you can start to understand the reason why we have perfect fifths, but we have major and minor thirds, because if it's a major third, it will make the whole chord sound major, and likewise with the minor. Now you know your spellings. If I ask you to spell me a D minor chord, you don't even really have to practice it. All you do, you have a D. What is a minor third up from D? Well, you just passed your test, so you better know it's F. And then a perfect fifth up from D is A. Now you know all the spellings of all the major and minor chords. You don't even have to go and practice anything. All we have to practice now is the sound of the major and minor chords. And most of you, or many of you anyway, will be quite familiar with the major and minor sound. I'll bet that many, if not most of you, can recognize a major or minor chord. So now we are going to drill listening to major and minor sounds. And if it's very easy for you, fine. Then you won't get any strikes, and then you won't have to retake that drill. But we have to have a drill to gear the ear up, because later on we are going to add notes on top of major and minor chords, or we will change major and minor chords in certain ways. So we want to make sure, even if we already know our major and minor sounds, we want to make sure there are absolutely no weaknesses anywhere. We've got to learn to hear them. We've got to learn to sing them. We're tuning the ear up from the ground up, from scratch, remember. So if these next drills on major and minor are very easy, fine. Then you've passed your drills. If you do make strikes, then you will simply do your drills for your homework assignment tomorrow.